Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jeva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiret. Chapter 1. Summary. The Advent of Lord Sri Krishna. Introduction. After describing the dynasties of the moon god and the sun god, Chandravamsh and Srivamsh, Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadev to describe the appearance of Krishna and Balaram, who appeared in the Yadu dynasty, and the nature of Krishna's Naralila in this material world. Maharaj Parikshit said, Sri Krishna is transcendental, and liberated persons spend their time trying to understand him. Hearing Krishna Lila is the means to achieve the ultimate goal of human life. Except for an animal killer who is actually suicidal, every intelligent person must try to understand Krishna and his pastimes. For the Pandavas, Krishna was the only worshipable deity. Parikshit himself is intimately related to Krishna because when he was a fetus in the womb of his mother, Uttara, Krishna appeared in the womb and saved him from the attack of the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. Now that same Maharaj Parikshit, at the end of his life, asked Sukadeva Goswami how Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki, and why did Krishna transfer himself from Mathura, his birthplace, to Vrindavan, and how did he live with his family members? Many questions King Parikshit asked of Shukadev about Sri Krishna. Shukadev Goswami began speaking about Krishna's birth and activities. And as Maharaj Parikshit heard about that, he forgot the fatigue brought about by his fasting. Shukadev Goswami enthusiastically described Krishna by saying, just like the Ganga, Krishna's Charita and Leela can purify the whole universe. Both the speaker, the inquirer, and the audience, all three become purified by Harikatam Amritam Shravan. Shukadeva Goswami began his narration of Krishna's appearance. He said the entire world, Mother Bhumi, the earth planet, was overburdened by military demons, lying kings. At that time, Mother Bhumi took the form of a cow and approached Brahma for relief. Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods, along with Gomata, Bhumi Gomata, Gomata Bhumi, they went to the Kir Samudra Tata, the shore of the Milk Ocean, and Brahma offered stutis to please Vishnu. In his heart, he received transmission of knowledge and assurance and advice from Mahavishnu that soon the Supreme Lord would appear on the earth to remove the burden of the demons. And soon thereafter, Krishna appeared. After marrying Devaki, Vasudeva was returning home with her chariot driven by her brother Kamsa. And an Akashvani, a sky voice, warned Kamsa that the eighth son of his sister Devaki would kill him. Somehow Vasudeva diplomatically convince Kamsa not to kill his sister Devaki. But ultimately, Kamsa was not satisfied by Vasudeva's instructions. Vasudeva offered to bring Kamsa all of Devaki's children so Kamsa could kill them. Kamsa was satisfied with the proposal, and with her first newborn baby, Kamsa received the child. Then he thought, well, the eighth child is going to kill me, so why should I kill him first? But sometime later, Narada told Kamsa that the demigods were appearing in the Yadava and Vrishni dynasty and conspiring to kill him. So then Kamsa decided to kill all the children in the Vrishni and Yadava dynasty, including any child of Devaki. He arrested and imprisoned Devaki and Vasudeva and killed the six sons one after the other. He became a great enemy to all the Yadavamsh. He even arrested his own father, Ugrasen, so he could enjoy his kingdom alone. So this is the summary of the chapter. Now we'll hear Vishnu Chakravarti's insightful comments on particular verses of chapter 1, the advent of Lord Krishna, Dasama Skanda, chapter 1. In verse 1 it says, Bhavata Soma Suryayo. So Vishnu discusses this point. Why is the word Soma, which means moon, precede the word Suryayo, which means sun? Usually the superior sun god in the construction, that word would come first. And why did he mention, why did Prakshit mention Soma first? Because the moon god Chandra is the grandson of Brahma, an amps of Brahma. Chandra is the deity of the mind. And most importantly, Sri Krishna appeared in Chandra's dynasty, Somavamsa. There's three reasons why he said that. So the wonderful activities of the Swayambhuva and his dynasty were told in fourth canto. They did not culminate in sweetness, but sweetness was finally attained with the descriptions of Krishna who appeared in the moon dynasty, Somavamsa. So these discussions became most prominent. Verse 4 of 10th canto, chapter 1, is significant for Vishnu Chakravarti's purport, but also because in the Bhagavatam elsewhere, maybe 7th canto, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that we should chant this verse to become free from our offenses to the holy name of the Lord. After we're chanting japa, we can chant this verse. Nivritta tarshe upagiyamarad pavosha jach trotra manobiramat kutama shloka gunanavadat puman virajeta vinapashugnat. This is 10 canto, chapter 1, verse 4. Glorification of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is performed in the parampara system, from guru to disciple. Such harikatha is relished by those who have given up their interest in glorifying this material world. Krishna katha, harikatha, is the perfect medicine for those suffering in the samsara, repeated birth and death. Therefore, what intelligent person would not hear the glories of the Lord, except an animal killer, a butcher, or someone who is disinterested in self-realization and actually killing his own self? Atma Pashudnat. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura's purport. King Parikshit said to Shukadeva Goswami, I am a tiny bound jiva, trapped in a disease of material life. Please continue to speak. Nirittatar share. By taking the medicine of hearing Krishna's pastimes, one extinguishes nivritta, the thirst, trishna, for material life. This phrase in verse 4, nivrittatar share, indicates pure devotees, not jnanis. Jnanis meditate, but they don't chant Krishna's glories. Liberated pure devotees continually glorify the practice of hearing Krishna Katha over jnana and other processes. In the word upagiyamana, it's giyamana, giya means to sing or song. The prefix upa indicates intense or continuous glorification. In other words, quote, we loudly praise this medicine as it has cured us of our disease. What more can be said about tasting it? And you, Shukadeva Goswami, are the taster of that Harikatha. Bhavoshadi. Oshadi is the word for dawa, medicine in Sanskrit. So Pariksha Maharaj asks by this word, who could stop drinking the sweet topics of Krishna, which are like a medicine, oshadi, to cure the disease of material existence, bhava, bhavasagar. In other words, those who get the opportunity to hear Krishna Leela will never stop listening because it cures the disease of material existence and fills their heart with a delightful taste. Then it says, mano biramat, man, mind, abhiram, pleasurable. Those who listen to Harikatha find that their minds become very pleased. And neither the speaker of Harikatha, Krishna Katha, nor the listener ever becomes tired because the mind becomes so satisfied, enlivened, and pleased. And unlike other medicine, very powerful medicine for a very severe disease, is usually bitter to the taste. But the sweet, this medicine of Harikatha is sweet, sweet, sweet. Does not have a bitter taste. Therefore, Prakrishna says, Manobi Ramat. It's sweet and tasty to the mind and ears. It gives great pleasure to the ears and mind. So therefore, the conclusion is, drink the nectar of the Bhagavat with both your ears and mind. Those are the fortunate devotees and pious people that are attracted to Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the sweet purifying topics of Bhagavatam. But there is the anti-party, the atheists and carnivores, animal killers, Pashugnat, those who kill animals, Pashu. Those who kill animals in sacrifice with a longing to attain celestial enjoyment on Swargaloka, they're not interested in these topics. They have no taste for the name, qualities, and resplendent pastimes of the all-attractive Madhusudan Krishna. Another meaning Vishnath gives, quote, Shukadeva saying, who would give up drinking the topics of Krishna that are recited by Sri Guru? Even liberated souls loudly glorify the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Only those desiring money and wealth and sense gratification would not hear about Krishna. Thus, Pariksit Maharaj says, only an animal killer, Pashugnat, would stop hearing Krishna Gata and no one else. Verse 12, Maharaj Pariksit says, O Shukadev, because my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet, Because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, Shukadevji, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me, Vishnu says. Shukadeva Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, because you are afflicted by hunger and thirst, you should rest a while. In response to Shukadeva's advice, Parikshit speaks this verse. Quote, O Shukadeva, it was due to hunger and thirst that I lost my discrimination and foolishly placed a snake around the neck of the Muni. But now that I'm drinking Harikatamritam, the nectar of the pastimes of Hari, I have completely given up food and water. Hunger and thirst no longer afflict me. Interestingly enough, in this text, text 13 of chapter 1, the present tense is used, although this is a pastime, this conversation, Shukadev Parikshit Samvad, took place 5,000 years ago. The present verbal tense is used as if it's spoken today or any day. This is because hunger will manifest the moment one stops hearing about Krishna. And in the verse, there is the word Pibantam Tvan Mukambhoja. Pibantam, I am drinking the nectar of topics flowing from your lotus mouth. Tvam Mukha Ambuja. So the word Ambuja, meaning lotus, suggests the sweetness and intoxicating effect of the topics of Hari. And because of this immense sweetness and intoxicating effect of Harikatha, Maharaj Parikshit has forgotten his intolerable hunger and thirst. And the word Ambuja suggests that the mouth of Shukadeva is fragrant like a lotus. And the word Amritam, Harikatamritam, in the last phrase of the verse, indicates that the lotus mouth, Mukambujam, of Shukadeva Goswami is like the moon in that it drips nectar, bestows joy, and destroys the darkness in the hearts of listeners. It also means that Parikshit, being thirsty for the pastimes of Hari, Harikatamritam, is like a chakora bird longing for the moonlight of that Harikata. All of this expresses Maharaj Parikshit's great attachment for hearing the topics of Lord Sri Krishna. Verse 16. Vasudeva Kata Prashna Purusham Strin Punatihi Vaktaram Prachakam Shotrims Tatpada Salilam Yata. Srila Shukadeva Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, the Ganga emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu, Tatpada Salilam Yata, purifies the three worlds, Trin Punatihi, the upper worlds, the middle worlds, and the lower planetary systems. Similarly, the one who asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudeva Sri Krishna, Vasudeva Kata Prashna, when one asks questions about Krishna Kata or Krishna Leela, as then a result of that question or inquiry, Prashna, is that three varieties of men are purified, the speaker or preacher, he who inquires or asks the question, and people in general who listen. Vishnu's purport explanation of the phrase Pada Salilam Yata. Harikatha purifies three types of persons, just like the Charanamrita of Shalagram, or a deity, which purifies three types of persons. One, those who put the Charanamrita on their head. Two, those who drink it, and those who do both. It also means that the topics of Hari are like the Ganga, which purifies those in the upper, middle, and lower worlds. The topics of Hari purify the speaker, the inquirer, and the listener in descending order. In other words, Harikatha is most purifying for the speaker of Harikatha. Then the next level of purification is the inquirer, and then the listener. And next verse, 17, talks about Mother Earth was overburdened by demoniac armies and kings. Vishnath explains now the famous reason for Krishna's appearance. In the verse 17, the word is there, daitya, daityanika. Due to being afflicted by the burden of the sins of countless soldiers of the daityas, demons, who, though not born of Diti's lineage, Diti is the mother of all the demons, attain their demoniac status by their actions. The earth personified approached Brahma, situated on the peak of Mount Meru. And then the verse says, Brahmanam Sharanam Yayo, Vishnu explains. This Brahma on Mount Meru was not the Brahma who usually stays on Satyaloka. In the Satya Yuga, before the appearance of Krishna, King Raivata went to Brahma on Satyaloka, along with his daughter Revati, to ask about his daughter's marriage. In Brahma's assembly, the Gandharvas, named Haha and Huhu, were singing. During the length of one of their songs, sung on Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, Satyayuga and Treta-yuga on earth finished, and so did Dwapara-yuga. Krishna and Balaram were about to appear. And Brahma said, please give your daughter in marriage to Balaram, who has now appeared on the earth planet. He is a suitable groom. Thus, situated on Satyaloka, Haranyagarbha Brahma was listening to the song while Satya, Treta, and Dwapara Yugas passed by on the earth planet until Krishna and Balaram's arrival. Bhumi, the word is there is Bhumi. The deity of the earth, Mother Bhumi, could not have approached that Brahma on Satyaloka to make her request. Thus, Bhumi, earth personified, went instead to the Vairaja Brahma, who lives on Mount Meru. The great sage Parasara Muni confirms this. Jagama Dharani Meru, Samaje, Tri Divokasam. The goddess of the earth went along with the demigods to Mount Meru to meet Brahma. Very interesting point. When she met Brahma, Brahma thought, my work is creation and Vishnu's work is maintenance. For this work of maintenance, it's better that we all go to Vishnu, resting on the milk ocean. We should go and request his help. After considering in this way, Brahma left for the milk ocean. We're continuing with different purports from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. This is his purport to verse number 20. Shukadeva Goswami said, Tatra gatva jagannatham deva devam prishakapim purusham purusha suktena upataste samahita. After reaching the shore of the ocean of milk in the Mahavaikuntha planet, Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods worship Lord Vishnu, the master of the whole universe. the Supreme God of all gods, who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. With great attention, they worshipped Lord Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk, by reciting the Vedic mantras known as Purusha Sukta. Jagannatham Devadevam Vishakapim. Lord Vishnu is Jagannath, Lord of the universe, and he is also Devadeva, the worshipable deity of all the demigods, and he is also known as Vrishakapi, he who fulfills all desires and removes all suffering. By visiting Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods in the universe proclaim their subordination to Vishnu's authority in protecting the earth. 21. Brahma did not directly see or meet Vishnu. In a trance of meditation, samadho, Brahma heard a voice in the sky. From this, one can understand that to see Vishnu directly is difficult even for Lord Brahma. Thus, when Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the origin of Vishnu, shows himself directly to all men when he appears on the earth, it is definitely a display of extraordinary mercy, not available at any other time. So even Brahma can have darshan of Shirdakshay Vishnu in the Vaikuntha planet in this material world when he goes for advice or to petition for protection. Text 23. Vasudeva Grihe Sakshad Bhagavan Purusha Para Dhanishyate Tat Priyartam Sambhavantu Sura Strihaha. O Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will appear as the son of Vasudeva. This is Lord Brahma speaking to all the demigods. Therefore, all the wives of the demigod should also appear in order to satisfy him. Sambhavantu sura sura striya, wives of the demigods. Vishwanath says that this phrase, sura stri, the wives of the demigods, refers to expansions of Krishna's eternal female companions who were present in the heavenly planets. Examples are the wives of the Manvantara avatars and Lord Vaman. They performed worship to attain friendship and intimacy with Krishna's most dear lovers, the Brajagopis. Because these ladies of the celestial region worshipped the Brajagopis, they took birth and the Yadu dynasty has different Priya Sakis of Krishna in Boma Vrindavan to enrich the Lord's transcendental pastimes. And the phrase, Janishyate Tat Priyartam, he comments, Vishwanath, when Krishna appears in the family of the demigods in partial form, his beloveds also appear in forms of demigoddesses to please him. When Krishna appeared on earth, these devis appeared as young, unmarried gopis, Priya Sakis, of the Nitya Priya Sakis. Text 25. Vishnurmaya Bhagavati Yaya Som Mohitam Jagat Adishta Prabhun Amshena Karyarte Sambhavishyati. The potency of the Lord, known as Vishnumaya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with Lord Krishna. This potency, acting in different capacities, captivates all the worlds, both material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments, in order to charm the eternal devotees and bewilder enemies like Kants, Krishna gave orders to Yogamaya and Mahamaya. The phrase Vishnu Maya refers to both energies of the Lord. Being ordered by Lord Krishna, Yogamaya and her expansion, the external energy, Mahamaya, which bewilders the world, will appear. The Shruti Vidya of the Narad Pancharatra states that Mahamaya is an expansion of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is the Sarup Shakti of Lord Vishnu. She is completely surrendered and unswerving in devotion to the Lord. Yogamaya's nature is prema, and Yogamaya rules over Gokul like a queen. One immediately attains Lord Sri Krishna by the mercy of Yogamaya. Her avaranika shakti is called Mahamaya, the controller of the material realm. By the influence of Mahamaya, all jivas identify with their bodies and become bewildered. Mahamaya is also called Durga, Eka, or Ekanamsha. Another word in the verse, Karyarte, executing activities. There are two types of activities, those of Yogamaya and those of Maya. Yogamaya came to the prison when Krishna was born, transferred the seventh child from Devaki's womb, and put Yashoda into deep sleep to exchange the two children. These are activities of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya. Mahamaya does not have the power to transfer her master Balaram to another womb. Yashoda's sleep is not the work of Mahamaya, because the scriptures say that beyond the fourth state of consciousness is the fifth state of prema, the dreaming of Krishna's eternal associates occurs in the state of prema. Their sleep and dreaming are not caused by the modes of nature. Mahamaya cannot exert any influence over the eternal associates of Krishna. So the four states of consciousness, the waking state, one is awake and conscious, is called Jagrata. Then sleeping and dreaming is called Swapna, dream state. And deep dream, dreamless sleep, is called Susupti. And the fourth state of consciousness is called Turiya, where one actually feels the difference between the body and the soul, can witness the existence of the Atma as independent from the body. So this state of consciousness of Krishna's eternal associates is a fifth state called prema. And if they dream, it's called Swapnavilas Amritam, the nectar of intimate pastimes and exchanges in a dream. It's all very real and transcendental, beyond the influence, Sagunan Samatityaitan, beyond the influence of touch or any modes of nature. The form of Devaki's daughter that Kant's tried to kill was Mahamaya, not Yogamaya. Yogamaya does not involve herself with such sinful people as Kant's. It was Mahamaya who slipped from Kant's hands, rose up in the sky, and then settled in many places with different names after saying, "O Kansa, I will be born from the womb of Yashoda in Nanda's house in the 28th Yuga cycle at the end of Vaivashvata Manvantara. As a resident of Vindhya Mountain, I will kill your evil companions." The bewilderment of the husbands and mother-in-laws of the married gopis joining the Ras Lila was an action of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya, because the husbands were not atheistic or unfavorable towards the Lord. If they were under the influence of Mahamaya, one would certainly observe in them hostility towards the Lord. The Bhagavatam's first verse describing Rasalila says, "Yoga Maya Mupashrita," taking shelter of his internal spiritual energy. On the other hand, demons like Duryodhan and Shalva never gave respect to the Lord, even though they saw Krishna's Vishwarup and Garuda carrier. They thought Krishna was one of the wicked Yadavas. This is the action of Mahamaya, not Yogamaya, because their actions show hostility toward the Lord. Bewilderment of the demons is the action of Mahamaya, and bewilderment of the devotees is the action of Yogamaya. When Yashoda saw the Vishwarup universal form in Krishna's mouth, and when Nanda Maharaj saw Krishna in Varuna Loka, they are completely unaffected by it because of their intense vatsalya bhav, parental affection, even though they saw such majestic aspects of the Lord. This is neither the action of Yogamaya nor Mahamaya. It is the nature of prema itself. Prema covers one's knowledge of the Lord's power and majesty, Aishwarya Mahigyan, and binds up Krishna in the hearts of his premi bhaktas more and more with the ropes of spiritual possessiveness. As affection for Krishna increases, prema completely submerges the devotees in the great ocean of relishing Krishna's sweetness. To convey this unique quality of prema, the Tantra says, Krishna spread his Vaishnavi Maya in the form of parental affection. Extreme affection for a son is a unique quality of Vatsalya prema, parental love. In this verse, Yogamaya is referred to as Maya, since it shares the quality of spreading illusion with Mahamaya. Rajadhani tata sabut sarva yarava bubujam matura bhagavan yatra nityam sanito hari. The city of Mathura for a long time had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Sa nihito hari, nityam sa nihito hari. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says nityam sa nihito means all perfect Krishna is eternally present in his spiritual form in Mathura, in the material world. It is in Mathura that Krishna appears and becomes visible to the people of the world. Krishna does not descend from Vaikuntha, but when Krishna appears, His Vaikuntha expansions, or rather his expansions from Vaikuntha and Shweta Dweep unite with him. After the pastimes are over here and go Kula Vrindavan, these expansions return to their respective abodes. That they descend from Vaikuntha and later return there is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3-15. Paravarisho Mahat Amsha Yukto. Text 37. Sri Vasudeva Vacha Shalghaniya Guna Shurir Pavanboja Ishashkara Sakatam Bhaganim Hanyat Striyam Udvaha Puravani. Vasudeva said to Kans, "My dear brother-in-law, Kans, you are the pride of your family, the Bhoja dynasty, and great heroes praise your qualities. How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman, your own sister, especially on the occasion of her marriage?" Vishnu. In trying to pacify Kans, Vasudeva used the diplomatic principles of Sama, Dana, and Bhed. Sama, pacification with kind words, invoking relationship and glorification of qualities. Dan, personal gain and helping others. And Bhed, creating distinction. The word, the phrase, Shlaghaniya Guna, one with praiseworthy qualities, glorifies Kansa's qualities, Sama. Bhoja Yasha Kara, a brilliant star in the Bhoja dynasty, invokes Kansa's family relationship, Sama. Bhaginim, sister, by mentioning this word to invoke fear and doubt, Vasudeva employs dissension, or Bhed. Hanyat Sriyam, how can you kill, indicates gain in helping others, Dan. Though Devaki bears you a killer, you will gain fame by not killing her since she is a woman. Sparing her life, therefore, is helping others. Udvaha Parvani, in the verse. After all, Vasudeva continued, Devaki is a defenseless woman, your sister, and it will happen during her wedding. Presently you are a famous person, but killing her now will bring infamy in this life and hell in the next life. Thus here, Vasudeva indicates two types of bhed, problems in this life and the next. And text 62 and 63. And these words are spoken by Shukadev, or it can also be taken to be the words of Narada Muni, spoken to Kans. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, and including his associate coward men and their wives, were none but denizens of the heavenly planets. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the descendants of Bharat. So too were the descendants of the Brishni dynasty headed by Vasudeva, Devaki, and other women, the Yadus. The friends, relatives, and well-wishers of both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, even those who externally appeared to be followers of Kamsa, were all demigods. When Kans gave the child back to Devaki, Narada could see that the appearance of the Lord would be blocked. He therefore appeared to Kans at this time and spoke these words. Narada Muni came and spoke confidential words to Kans in these two verses for nine reasons. There are nine different reasons why Narada appeared at this juncture and informed Kans of the situation. One, Narada wanted to derive personal joy by seeing his Lord Sri Krishna. 2. To give joy to the demigods by provoking Kans to violence against the devotees, and thereby hasten the Lord's advent. 2. Accomplish the slaying of Kans for his violence to the devotees. 3. Shower himself in intense devotion of Vasudeva and Devaki, and get their blessings by delivering to them a confirmation of Krishna's appearance to increase their eagerness to see the Lord and to drown them in an ocean of bliss by cutting down their doubts. To please Devaki and Vasudeva by making them blissful even in those trying circumstances of suffering, and to make Kamsa favorable to himself by presenting false friendship. Thus ends Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's selected purports, chapter 1 of the 10th canto, the advent of Lord Sri Krishna.